Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which is a story that shares a look into the world of psychic mediumship, healing energies, miracles, and ways to know your soul nature. Today I am honored and delighted to speak with Elizabeth Joyce, author of Unlimited Realities, which talks about her gift of inner sight and natural healing with love, honesty, and integrity, qualities that often accompany a life of service and caring for working with the gift of spirit and true awareness of our human and divine nature. Hello, Elizabeth, and thank you for joining us today on Healing From Within.
Well, hello, and thank you. It's my pleasure.
Elizabeth, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my guests and I share intimate stories and insights into the world of human and divine expressions of life, trying to better balance and utilize our physical and energetic duality for personal, collective, and universal evolution, and quite frankly, to improve ourselves, our health, and state of emotional well-being. I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person or a place or an event that was most meaningful and may have been a sign of the future to come. That's a good question, right?
Yeah, well, my book begins with my grandmother, who I wound up living with for a year when I was about 8 years old. And she was a shaman, and she had been born in Maine, and she started to teach me what caring, discipline, and self-reflection was about at that young age. And it stayed with me. I'm very lucky that I had that year.
How did you... family, your father and mother, feel about her gift and what she was imparting to you?
Well, I don't think my father really cared or understood or knew. He was very removed in many ways, but my mother had her spiritual and Christian beliefs, and so she figured that whatever happened at Grammy's was meant to be, but she was afraid of it. She was afraid. I don't know. She just was, and she had her own insights, but she didn't really start to understand that they were her, you know, her special innate gifts until she was a lot older, until I had started the work, and then she put it all together.
Interesting, because I believe my mother also had her feelings about that, and I was a very sensitive child. And she tried to shut it down rather quickly because she wanted me to be like everyone else and not stand
well, my
out
mother never
with my
tried,
differentness.
She never tried to shut it down with me, and she always knew that if she came to me with something and I prayed about it or I thought about it, that it would wind up successful. In fact, one time we were in Yellowstone Park and we were on the way out, and my father had not fill the car up with gas, and we were on our way to the cabins over in Wyoming, and my mother said that she was afraid we were going to run out of gas, and I was 13, so I have a little bit more of a memory of this one, and she turned around. My father said, oh, we'll be all right, and yet there wasn't anything, just woods and no lights on the road and all that. And she turned around and she said, we're going to be fine. Beth is praying. They called me Beth. Beth is praying, so we'll be fine. And it is an amazing story because a gas station appeared out of nowhere. It was in a total white light. All the men were dressed in white, and they filled up the car. And when he got to the cabins, he told the owner of the cabins what had happened. And the man looked at him and scratched his head, and he said, that's impossible. There was no gas station between here and Yellowstone.
Well, it's not impossible.
Manifesting
and creating
really
come from people who are trusting and pure and loving. We're all being watched over by God's teachers,
angels.
Well, you
know, we had a car of six people.
Yeah.
So when you have a car of six people, their lives are important. Everyone's life is important.
Yes.
And that's what we all forget when we get down on ourselves or down on somebody else.
Absolutely. So thanks for telling that story. It's happened to me. And people have appeared, and then when I try to find them, like in the hospital when my mother, at the end of her life, was in intensive care, there was a nurse who came in, Timothy, and when she was transferred to the hospice room, Timothy appeared again and helped her. And then when I went to find him, he was not working in the hospital. There was no Timothy. So you and I have had these experiences, and they're very valuable and beautiful in teaching us that there's more to heaven and earth than we can know. And it's that
And the most
simple.
important thing, for older people is to know that you really never are alone. You're never
Yes.
alone. And that's
That's
such a wonderful thing to know. It does help you in times of despair.
absolutely. Elizabeth, I always feel that each special guest and author on Healing from Within are really divinely brought to the show, and I usually have meaningful coincidences with them. Now, my first book is Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection, which was the
Now that's
story
nice.
of my adult awakening and realizing my special gifts and my destiny for healing, learning, evolving, and sharing the truth of spirit and higher consciousness. So you have a twin sister and you have a
I did,
grandmother.
yes.
Yes. She's passed. She's passed.
Yes, she passed in 2013.
All right. I have a sister who recently passed too. Not a twin, but a sister. And a grandmother who helped you recognize and develop your mediumship abilities. And now I have twin granddaughters, and I share my gifts of healing and the world of metaphysics with them. So I'm like the grandmother you had.
Well, that's great. Are they identical twins?
They are identical twins.
Well, that's great. And they're
And
little girls.
yes, they're little now. But tell us the uniqueness of your relationship with your twin sister, because I believe you did have a unique relationship with her. And do you believe
Well,
souls with these gifts pick the family they need to live their most successful and purposeful lives according to a
I think
divine
they pick
plan?
the family that they need in order to heal that which in within them is broken. And sometimes they get a karmic family, which means that they have to make up for deeds in a past life. We always choose our family, and our siblings and our primary family are the most important relationships in our life. And we either conquer it or we don't, one or the other.
Yeah,
And if we don't, we come back and we repeat it again.
yes, there's no failure. There's no
And
perfection. There's only
right,
experience, right?
and growth of the soul.
Yes.
And I'm one of two sets of identical twins. I was the youngest of the youngest set, and so my older sisters were very close, and they were born 2 minutes apart, and they had their own language, and they did everything together. Chris and I were opposites. We were born 20 minutes apart, so we had different rising signs and totally different personalities. And as she approached the end of her life, which was in 2013, it was made known to me that we were from different spheres and that I had come in to help her get to a place of love and peace. And it was interesting because I released her completely and told her that we would never be twins again. And we talked about it before she passed.
Well, there are reasons for everything and every experience we're having also. But you wrote this, and I'd like our listeners to hear this. Children long for inner certainty and hunger to know that nothing can make their parents stop loving them. In our house, dishonesty, secrecy, disobedience, and wrongdoing were the norm. There was little sharing or joy, and obedience was enforced through corporal punishment and fear. Money, recognition, and fame were the life goals. There were prizes to reach for, and it didn't matter what you did to get there or who you hurt in the process. Because of this breakdown in our family structure, we learned how to manipulate others to take rather than to give. We learned competition and control, pushing others back to gain the lead, and were aware of our underlying sense of disconnection to each other. and spirit. At the core, we were troubled, fearful, anxious kids, unsure of what caused our apprehension. The only thing my twin and I had going for us was our unceasing energy and our active minds. Now, I want to say that unfortunately, this is a scenario that goes on in many, many families, especially
yes,
today
is.
In the world of material, you know, needs.
Well, today we don't have any punishment. We don't have the word punishment. The word discipline is
right.
Foreign to people, and the kids run the house.
Right.
7-year-olds run the house, and the mother and father run in fear. It's very sad.
Yes. So we are now regressing. We have come from a time when there was too much discipline and too much
right.
restriction of our natural impulses and spiritual need to
and
find our own best. And then
along came Dr. Spock.
Right. And now it seems to be changing again. I hope for the best. So let's go on. Yes, I hope
sure.
parents listening, you know, they're called helicopter parents, those parents out there who are on their children and trying to have them do everything well. They have to excel in everything, sports and music and literature, and nobody can do that. The brain works in a way that we have certain interests and we're born to do certain things, and we have to be allowed to find our way. And parents,
you know, I want to say
should,
something to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I have for on my Christmas specials on my website, I have an opportunity for people to get for their teenagers and younger children their karma. And what I do is I sit down with the vibration of the person from their photo and their birthday, and I write out what their past lives were, what their talents were, and what will be happening in this lifetime energetically. It is so interesting and so helpful. And it helps people to realize that each child is born with a gift, but that gift may not be what you think it is.
Absolutely.
It has to be what they're born with. So that's wonderful that you mentioned that, because these little vignettes that I write, and they're about a page and a half, are really eye-openers, and it's helped parents pull back about the force, the helicopter parent. It's helped people understand where the child's talents are and to start leading them in that direction, and then they open and unflower.
Yes.
So it's very helpful.
And if not leading them, just allowing them, and they will find their way. We have a great deal of help around us with living people and in spirit with guides who are helping us. So,
well, the problem is that people are taught to be like their father, be like their mother.
Yes.
And they'll many, many, many people have come to me in adult life and said, well, I really wanted to be a chef, but of course I couldn't do that. I really wanted to be a cocktail waitress, or maybe I wanted to be working in a hospital, but I couldn't just work in a hospital. I had to be the doctor or the nurse.
Well,
I couldn't just work in the hospital, you know, because of the parents' view.
Yes, I have seen and I have interviewed so many authors, and many of them have found in time what it was that they really wished to create and to be part of, and they have done it. If not
you do
in
it with
the
meditation.
Beginning, you could do it
with
in
meditation. You can do that, absolutely. When you do meditate, when you do establish a meditation practice, which at this point everybody's recommending, even the scientific doctors, because it helps with blood pressure,
absolutely.
It helps with our body functions, and it helps keeps us healthy. So when you do take the time to communicate with yourself, your inner self, that very little spark of God that we have inside of us, that's when you really can hear the truth.
Absolutely.
And then don't be afraid to follow it.
Well, many more people are doing that now. They are
finding
multi-dimensional careers, interests, and if they don't find it earlier in life and they find it later on, it's wonderful. It doesn't matter when we find it, as long as we find the happiness and joy in developing ourselves. That's what life's all about, self-development and knowing ourselves more. And unfortunately, we don't always need the ideas of others to follow. We need to go within to know our own. But let's go
the
on to...
thing that's important is acceptance.
Yes.
And acceptance takes away our prejudice, which we really have to work on because there's so much of it now.
Yes.
When we have a wonderful feeling of allowing the other person to be who they are, and that's not easy to do.
Not
always. You may not understand what they're doing, but you see that they're doing something, and they're being creative in their own way. It's almost like talking to a three-year-old that's doing a drawing, and they're explaining to you what they're drawing, but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to accept all kinds of life, because that's life.
Right.
And it's alive, and it's moving and breathing.
Without judgment, without fear,
mm-hmm.
and allowing
Especially
everyone
without
to find
fear.
Find their own way. If we don't like some behavior or something is distasteful to us and it will harm us in any way, shape, or form, we can just disengage from it and allow the other person. They've got to find their own way and do whatever it is that they're going to do.
And
but
sometimes
we don't have
it's
to
good
be
to,
part of it. Yeah.
Another good thing is to come from the I am. I am feeling uncomfortable with
mm-hmm.
this. I am not, and that's a wonderful, I learned that, of course, from Louise Hay. But when you come from the I am, there's no room for criticism. You're not criticizing somebody. You're telling them how you feel. So there's no fighting with the I am when you come from the I am.
Oh, that was well said. I agree with that wholeheartedly. How can we find wisdom and strength for making important life decisions?
No, there's only one way, going within. You need to trust what you hear, and you need to go within and follow whatever that little impulse is that you get from that spark. Going within will solve everything. It's almost like a cosmic experience, don't you think? When you go within and then maybe 3 or 4 hours later, you get this brilliant thought or idea of how to solve the problem. You go,
mm-hmm.
why didn't I think of that?
And you did. It came to you.
I know. I call it because you slowed down and you relaxed and you let the walls of fear and the walls of criticism and judgment fall away, and you only need a second of it, and then the light will come in. I call it the spark of love. It does come in.
Yes,
and it does help.
Because we were born with everything we need to successfully manage this life. But in response to the question I just asked you, in my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote, we have been taught in our formal school days to read, calculate, and create through music, dance, art, writing, and verbalization. Yet most of us were not shown how people's interactions with us affect our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. I believe that a well-balanced, healthy lifestyle requires being surrounded by supportive people in situations that enhance our positive thinking and produce positive results in our endeavors. Even when some forces may disrupt the flow of events, if we are working within the framework of spiritual or higher values, our choices will be wiser, our recovery from any tragedy will be faster, and we will have a chance for a better outcome and more lasting impact on others. So once again, it's listening to what's within, not without
you.
Well,
another thing, though, that's in there, that's not in there, is that sometimes it's impossible to get away from people that are critical and mean and hurtful. And you need to recognize that and remove yourself and trust the universe that in removing yourself from that negative energy, that people will come along and be supportive of you.
Yes.
They'll come from out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. So
and
that's
help
what
you
it
and
does.
You'll be fine.
So you disengage from the negativity of people who are harming you. They may still be in your life in any shape or form, but you don't have to be with them every minute where they can damage you. You can pull away and inspire other thoughts within yourself, and other people will come in to take the place. It works like that. That's part of creation and manifestation.
We're about to go through a very rough year this next year. It's going to be very different from any year that we've had recently. And I learned a mantra a long time ago from a wonderful blonde-haired woman by the name of Louise Hay. And the mantra goes like this: I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Boy, does that help. It really, really helps a lot.
Well, you also said you will see the beginning of what are called the last days, and your children will live through the latter part of that time.
That's
this
correct.
Is your destiny. Is that what you're talking about here?
I'm talking about, well, we are beginning to go through. Most people have no idea what we're going to be going through in the next year. But I will tell you this, before the end of December, we may have a terrible outcome with North Korea.
Oh.
We also, this Friday, we have the end of the budget, so the government could shut down, and
mm-hmm.
none of these things are being talked about. Then they say they just passed a tax law. Well, they didn't. They just got it through the House. It hasn't gone through the Senate yet. And they passed a law that nobody's read, with writing in the margins. And I just think, what was the rush? So it looks like people are doing things for their ego rather than doing things in a methodical way that's helpful.
Well, that's always been the way. They've always been challenging times, and we have
mm-hmm.
always come through it. So do you believe that we're going to come through all this?
I think we'll come through it in one way or another. I do expect more upsetting weather changes. I had predicted all these weather changes, and I know we will have more. They're awfully difficult sometimes to get through, but we have each other. We really do. And praise all of our first responders, and praise all of the men that go out there in the rain and the storms and fix our electric. I mean, I think of them all the time, and I'm always sending them energy. It's they're invisible, but they're here, you know. They're important people.
Yes, I certainly feel them, see them, and know them, and love them as they love all of us. And they don't judge us or expect us to be perfect, and they help us to fulfill our destiny and our plan, whatever it is. It doesn't even have to be something so huge. It could just be learning to love children, or learning to love animals, or learning to love nature, or sharing
right.
in a better way. It doesn't have to be something that people expect to be so tremendous. But
I remember when I was young and I had young kids, I was afraid of German shepherds. And I had been taught that by my family. So that was a judgment. It wasn't a real thing. It was a judgment. And the people next door had two German shepherds. Well, one time I got hurt, and I ran to that house for help. And those dogs came, and they licked my wounds, and they just stayed right with me. And they made that sound, you know, that mm-mm sound that dogs make. And, oh, my goodness, my whole viewpoint changed. It was incredible. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Well, let's go on to help our listeners think of how to develop inner security in the insecure world we were just talking about. So there are laws, the universal laws of
mm-hmm.
energy, and you mentioned several of them. So tell us about a few that would work in regard to...
Well, I have written in another book that I wrote, Seeding and Nurturing, The Garden of Your Soul, which is my favorite book. I list all of the natural laws, 25 of them in the back of the book. I mean, there's the natural law of protection, if you understand, and there's the natural law of thoughts. If you go, this isn't going to work, I'm afraid that I'm no good, that's what's going to come to you. But if you say, I will do this no matter what, it will work for me. It does. In fact, I was about to be on your show, and I was out at the post office, and the line was so long, so I had to make a choice, either to get in the car and go home, or go through the line. And I decided I was going to go through the line, and I'd get home on time. And that line started to move. It was incredible.
Well, you
it was just
maybe
incredible.
You willed it that way. But the laws that you spoke about were the law of balance and equality, and the law
uh-huh.
of polarity. For every positive move forward, there is a negative challenge. For every happiness, a sadness. And when we begin to understand these things, we don't fight it, and we accept it. And it's like this. We go from moment to moment to moment, and it's over. So if we stay in the emotion of something that is unpleasant, we continue that energy in that moment.
Well, the thing is that we have a lot in our subconscious. Remember, our consciousness is only like 50% of us. Our subconscious is where we store these emotions, which is why sometimes you have to go and have energy healing so that you can get down and unpeel those onion layers and get rid of that pent-up emotion that you don't know when it's going to be triggered. You don't know it's there. So
right.
if you start working on that subconscious and get above it, and you can, And it takes work. It does. It takes meditation. It takes energy work. Sometimes it takes exercise or massage therapy. And you can simply stay staying in the moment is the trick. But we never know when, for example, an odor can make us feel nauseous because of a bad experience,
mm-hmm.
or a sound. And so controlling those preconditioned responses, if you're aware of that, then you're miles ahead of everybody.
All right. So I know you talk about an experience, you had an out-of-body experience once during a car accident, and
I had more than one.
You discovered something very important to the work you do and to your own evolution during that time. You found the golden key. And what was the golden key you found?
Well, I am, and as long as I am, I have thought. And as long as I have thought, there is no death.
Right. So you were out of your body, and you were still conscious, and you were still alive. So
right, and I had instead of talking, I could see through my hands, and I could see through my body, so it was my light body. But instead of talking, there was telepathic response. People call this channeling. I do not like the word channeling, and I don't like what people have done with it. But I know about telepathic response. We get telepathic response in many, many, many ways. If the phone rings and you know who's on the other end, that's a telepathic response.
Mm-hmm.
When you're asleep at night and your baby wakes up crying and needs you, that's a telepathic response. To all of a sudden sit up out of bed when you have a friend in a hospital that may have just passed and you sit up in the middle of the night and you know that they've just passed, that's a telepathic response.
And
that's so invaluable.
Yes, and I have documented many, many of these happenings from many, many
mm-hmm.
people. So it's not just happening to you and I who have worked to develop these intuitive and healing abilities. It's happening to everyone. So
That's
always
correct.
Like to
we
point
all have,
that out.
We all have this energy. And it's like, you know, you can sing in the shower and I can sing in the shower, but we can't sing like Barbara Streisand or Frank Sinatra.
But so what? We're happy.
No, I'm saying that we all have this gift. We all have it. We can naturally heal if our cat is wounded and hurt its paw and we go and put our hands around the paw and just hope that the cat is all right. That's enough to send healing energy to the cat's paw.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't realize it. We don't realize it.
Elizabeth, what has been your greatest joy in life?
Well, my one greatest joy was when my second son was born, and that was a miracle because I had problems with carrying children. And I think the other greatest joy was realizing that life is continual.
Meet.
Was realizing that everything that we've heard in many different ways, in many forms of religion or our own spiritual awareness, that it never ends. And that's so wonderful to know.
That was my greatest joy, too, discovering that consciousness survives physical death. And I said to Spirit when I discovered that, I will carry this like a ball under my arm to the goal line and share it with as many people as I can, because it was the greatest gift of knowledge that I had ever learned, because I didn't believe in these things. I was not taught to believe in these things. And when I
mm-hmm.
discovered it for myself and knew it to be true, I had learned the greatest truth of all. And
the funniest thing is when we start to doubt it, you know, you can get to a point where, oh, gee, that maybe it isn't true. All of a sudden, there's something that happens. It can be a small miracle,
mm-hmm.
but there's something to remind you, oh, yeah, we are really here. Guess what? We're here. And I always say to the people that say there's no God and there's no heaven, that when they die, the first thing that's going to happen is some light beings are going to surround them and say, surprise!
I know. It's our little joke, but we really want to share it with everybody. So I want to thank you, Elizabeth Joyce, as a fellow journeyman on the road of sharing messages, wisdom from spirit, the gift of knowledge, and for accepting, sharing, refining, and living a life of virtue, balance, goodness, and love as intended by spirit for all of us to discover, remember, and to embrace. For more information pertaining to these divine truths and to purchase Unlimited Realities, go to new-visions.com. In some
And
of
there
our
is also a 24-hour answering service, and that number is 201-934-8986.
Thank you. In
You're very
summarizing
welcome.
today's episode of Healing From Within, it has been my pleasure to share the authentic journey of Elizabeth Joyce from the challenges of her early childhood days through illness, loss, and the finding of the true nature of our human and divine reality and the purpose of our life journey, and to share her beautiful gift of knowledge and natural healing, which she shares with others. As Elizabeth wrote, "When we are youngsters, our soul richness shines forth in a simple, spontaneous way. Babies simply are what they are. As we grow older and get caught up within the confines of our false self, we isolate ourselves from our highest self. We are separated from the vast place of power, of unlimited possibilities and potentiality that is our birthright. Our soul loss, loneliness, alienation, separation, disempowerment, meaninglessness, and the ability to trust and love deeply. Our soul suffers from this loss, but it also finds the inner strength to see us through and spur us on its search of our lost birthright. Our soul recognizes those who can help it along in its search, and it cries out to them. Elizabeth and I would have you shed the worries and fears of your past and enhance your true soul nature. Fill it with love. Fill it with compassion. Enjoy the beauty of each day and know you are not alone and are an eternal force of creation and beauty. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within and author of The Living Spirit, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read and listen to stories of awakening, transformation, and transition, and help transform your personal and our collective lives. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.